Thank you for listening to the Grace Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you hear in today's message the love Christ has for you. As an Episcopal church, Grace has deep roots in the Anglican tradition, while also seeking to be a fresh and vibrant expression of this sacramental liturgical faith. We hope through the ministry of Grace Church, you will not only know the truth that God's love is for everyone, really no exceptions, but that you would also live out that truth in your life. Visit us online at www.graceyukon.org for service times and information about our ministries.
Jesus, let me be what you make of me while you be what I love. Amen. Please be seated, friends. Well, it's great to be back with you today here in our sanctuary for worship. It was also great to be with many of you last week at St. Crispin's for our church retreat. And it was amazing to have that kind of focused time for community and fellowship and just fun together out in a beautiful place, particularly after the last 18 months that we've all been living through. Community life has always been a really important part of Grace Church since our very beginning as a community. And of course, we've had to pull that back a lot over the last 18 months for a year, pretty much completely, unless it was online. And obviously we're still kind of living through this period of COVID a bit and meandering through to hopefully the end at some point. But because of that kind of pullback of all that community life, it was so great to be able to do that church retreat where we were outside and had plenty of fresh air and to gather as a community out there. I enjoyed that so much. Over the summer, of course, we've been able to do more and more since we kind of came back for public worship in March, and then as the spring wore on, we did a lot, got to do quite a bit over the summer and into the fall here. Many opportunities to build authentic relationships that are so important to us and to our rule of life here. And it's great to be able to start rebuilding that part of our ministry together that we had to pull back so much in 2020. But no doubt we are still living through this period where many people are still kind of, you know, having to mitigate their risk level and make decisions on different levels about what they're ready to do and what's safe for them to do. Some people are completely worshiping online. Some people are just attending in person a little less frequently. Some folks in our community have kind of pulled back altogether for this season, just waiting for the storm of COVID to pass completely. Like all of society, we as a church here at Grace Church have just had to forge our way through as best we can. And that's what we've done. Community, though, is one of the essentials of the Christian life that I want to hold up for us today as we kind of conclude that sermon series that we've been doing the last 5 weeks or so. You've probably heard me say before that the people are the church. Our buildings give us a great place to gather and a great home, but it's the people, it's you who are Grace Church. And it's the relationships and the communities and that common purpose of coming together to seek and serve Christ, as our baptismal covenant says, of seeking and serving Christ in all people. That's what holds us together as a community. And so as people have begun to emerge from the COVID bubbles that we've been living in since March, as people started to return and get back to the in-person stuff, one of our members shared with me just how isolating 2020 kind of became for them. They watched the services online for a while. They came back in the summer of 2020 when we had some limited attendance services. And then, of course, last winter and kind of the height of COVID, we pulled back again here at Grace Church, and we're only online. And so that person shared with me that, you know, worshiping online just wasn't the same for them. And so they got in a rut. They stopped praying. They stopped worshiping. They weren't connecting with many people. And so they just started to feel very isolated and to feel spiritually isolated. They shared with me that the first few times that they had the opportunity to come back when we reopened, that they really had to force themselves to get up and to go to church. That COVID inertia had set in, and it's hard to get some things back and get moving again. And so they said some mornings they just didn't want to go to church. It was easier to stay at home, to stay in bed, to drink your coffee, maybe sleep in, but they made themselves go, they said. And as they got back to church, the liturgy started, you know, it was kind of like riding a bike, started coming back. The rhythm of prayer that we use in this liturgical tradition of the Episcopal Church. It was like riding a bike, and they started to get back in that routine of communion and singing and praying together and all those things. They realized that they really missed those things and that they really needed those things. But they told me that what really kept them motivated to come back and keep coming back when it was easier to stay in bed was the people. They said that they needed those hugs and laughs, the words of encouragement, and outside for refreshments, the smiles. They needed those things. As Brené Brown says, we are wired for connection. Connection, community, belonging, these are basic human needs. We are built by our Creator and given these gifts for our joy and our thriving. People, of course, have different levels of need for community. Some people are a little more extroverted, need more of that time. Some need less, obviously. But we're all wired for connection. It's so important for us to all know that we have a place that we are welcome, a place where we belong, a place where we can engage in community as much as we want. The introverts among us. But that need for community and the health challenges that we've been living through have often been in conflict over the last year and a half. And again, I just want to recognize that people are making those choices and balancing those things about physical health and social and emotional health and how that relates to our spiritual health. And we're all making those choices about how best to engage in community as a spiritual practice and as an essential of the Christian life. In ways that are right for each person. So that's the times we're living in. We all know that. But even within that, I still want to hold up community and just lift it up as one of the essentials of the Christian life, as something that we value and something that we strive for, even if all of us within our community here at Grace Church might not be able to engage as much as we might like yet. Nonetheless, I want to hold this up as a value and as an essential. I was reflecting this week about the nature of community and why it's essential to me. And a Jewish concept came to mind, actually. There's a Jewish concept called minyan. And the minyan is a tradition and kind of a rule that calls for a quorum, like a certain number of people, to be present. The minyan says that for certain prayers to be said in Sunday worship, and most importantly, for the scrolls of the Torah to come out of the ark and to be read publicly and proclaimed in worship, at least 10 adults must be present. That is the minyan, the quorum. And this is a fascinating concept to me. We don't really have one like that in the Christian faith, though I kind of wish we did, because there's kind of two important things about it for me. First is that it puts the importance of the community gathered for worship and for prayer. And what it communicates is this: I can't do all the prayers on my own. Like, certain ones can only be done when I'm with other people, when I'm with the quorum, the minyan. And so I need the community in order for me to live fully into my spiritual life. Then now flip that. They can't do their prayers on their own. As an individual, the minyan reminds me that I have something to contribute just by being present, especially when you're in a small community. You know, it's just true. If I don't go, there might not be 10, right? We can't do our prayers together if I don't go, if I'm not there. And so what I love about this is that there's some mutual accountability to the minyan. That for us, I think, as Americans with our rugged individualism and as Christians influenced by individualism in America, we just lack that accountability. I need community, and the community needs me. During the pandemic, faithful Jews had to do similar things as Christians, obviously. And so they had, you know, they called together the synagogue meeting and said, okay, if 10 of us are there on Zoom, does that count as the quorum, right? And so a lot, of course, like Christians, they said, yes, that counts. Well, Zoom calls, or maybe we have 10 people spread out and everybody else is watching online or whatever. You know, they found their ways to do church just as we did. Online worship is amazing. Those of you joining us online, we're so glad that you're here. This doesn't diminish, the minyan concept doesn't diminish that at all. Because it reminds us that no matter how we gather, when we gather together, whether we're all in the same room or we're spread out digitally, There's a spiritual energy in the room, in the gathering, even if it's not in the same room. Because the image of God, the imago Dei that is in me and in you, those reflect off one another, right? We brighten the light of Christ, or the imago Dei. We brighten that light in our worship, in person, online, either way. It is just empowering and so encouraging to know that you are joining together with other people to pray together. The mignon reminds us that as much as we might gain from being present, we also amplify the prayers of others by being present in worship, even when we might not feel like it that day. Just being there, it matters. It's kind of a cool concept, isn't it? If we're thinking about community as an essential of the Christian life, I want to invite us to extend that Jewish concept of minyan beyond just like presence in worship or participation in worship, but just community life in general. I think we can extend it beyond to that. The minyan says, I need community and community needs me. My participation, whether it's in person, online, whether it's social media, whatever it is, my participation in a group, in a body, in the body of Christ, in our case, matters, and it changes the group dynamics. Each of us created in the image of God has gifts and perspectives and relationships and experiences to share with the body. And when we do share and when we do participate, we bless others and we bless the community. I was thinking recently about Grace Church and just how over the last 8 years of our ministry, you know, starting with 12 people, we've about 300 and I think I saw 80 people connected to our community now. I saw in our database today, this last week when I pulled it up, we've kind of grown slow and steady. And yet when you zoom out, it's like actually pretty fast, and that we're one of the fastest growing Episcopal churches in the country. But we are always at Grace Church inviting people and including people. It's kind of the ministry, it's my ministry mantra, really. But we are inviting, we are including, we are welcoming. That is what we do. That's our part of our culture as a church. We're welcoming new people into the life of our church. And that is a beautiful thing. Every single person who becomes involved in Grace Church changes Grace Church. We've continually been evolving and changing over the last years, constantly, because of the diversity and the varied backgrounds and the wonderful gifts that people bring into our church and into our community. And that's a beautiful thing. And so we very intentionally as church try to provide opportunities for community and connection, chances for people to build those authentic relationships that we name in our rule of life, whether that's through classes or large events or small groups or Zoom groups that we did all last year. However it is that people feel called to participate, there's so many different ways. Each of us grows and gains through the relationships and the fellowship of the church, and each of us also helps to build and build it up for others. We gain, we grow, but we also give and we build it up. We are connected, we are bound together by God's love. We are impacting each other's lives in ways that we might not even realize. If we were to go around the room and share just a few stories this morning of what type of community people have found here at Grace Church, I know for a fact that you would hear a lot of similar refrains about hospitality and welcome and inclusivity and generosity and the love that people have experienced here. Someone very new who began attending our church this summer met with me for lunch recently. She is no stranger to church, but she said that after her first service here, the phrase that kind of came to her mind was purity of spirit. There's a purity of spirit that she sensed in the room of this genuine, loving, spirit-filled community. And I thanked her for sharing that. That ethos and those values of welcome and inclusivity and generosity, those have taken root here in this church. And they nourish each of us, but they are also nurtured by each of us. Right? They nourish us, and we nurture those values to keep them going. Right? Thinking of that mignon, we are both fed and cared for, and we also serve and cultivate the gifts of the Spirit that are shared in this place. There's give and take. There's gift and responsibility. And as the church, we get to participate, at least when Christian community is healthy and working, we get to participate in something that looks a little closer to the kingdom of God. And when we fall short, we repent and ask for forgiveness. But we are always seeking to live out something that looks a little bit closer to the kingdom of God than any other community that we might experience out there. And that's what we try to do as the church, as the body of Christ. One of the ways we do that here at Grace Church, I think, is through our radical welcome of every single person who walks in that door. Every single person gets invited to the table. Everyone gets included. Notice in our gospel reading today, what's going on? The disciples say, hey, Jesus, these people say they're with us. They appear to be doing some things in your name, but are they really with us? We don't think they're with us, you know. And Jesus does what? He says, do not put stumbling blocks between me and any of my little ones, or it will be very bad for you. You don't get to judge who is worthy or welcome or who belongs to me, Jesus says. Our mission and our ministry as followers of Jesus is to create a community that is welcoming and loving and generous and draws all people to God's table. Thinking of our reading from James, we pray for one another when there is suffering. We rejoice when there is praise. We respond when others are sick because we are in life together to care for one another, to build each other up, to encourage, to challenge each other to grow, to serve, to worship together. This is all part of being community, being the church. And this is an essential of the Christian life. We are made for connection and community and belonging. We've been through tough times as a community, as a society, as a world over the last 18 months. But whether you are new here or you have been a longtime member, whether you are here in person or you're joining us online, whether you are participating a lot right now or participating a little, I hope you hear this, that each of you is important and essential and matters to the life of Christ that is being lived out in this church. We are all enriched by you, and hopefully you by us. Each of you changes this community by your presence and your participation. We would not be the same without you. And this is the beautiful reality of what Christ does when people come together to love, to serve, to grow, to worship, and to give themselves for others. So may God continue to knit us together as a community, to knit us together and to help us to be everything that God calls us to be and dreams for us to be at Grace Church in the years to come. Amen.